It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor today is Dr. Lenny Lomax.
Welcome back.
How you doing,
good
sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How's everyone this morning?
We're doing good. He knows about synthetic opiates and painkillers, which is really in the news right now because of Prince. And he's here to answer your questions about painkillers, addictions, and these synthetic opiates. Your company, your founder and CEO of a company that is developing an opiate for narcotics, for getting off of painkillers, right? Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, we believe the answer is in the plants, and it's not necessarily in the opium poppy plant. That's causing a lot of problems. So yeah, we're developing plant-based alternatives, like specifically plant-based alternatives for pain that can replace or be an alternative, a safer alternative to prescription opioids and other OTC painkillers, and obviously for good reason.
So it's natural?
Okay.
Yeah, simple, all natural, 12 different plants. The combination is highly effective for both acute and chronic pain, and we believe that, especially now more than ever, that we have to address this problem. It's not sustainable.
And you won't get hooked? You won't get hooked on it?
Yeah, correct. Non-narcotic, non-habit-forming will be OTC. Right now it's available.
Over-the-counter.
Yeah, OTC, yep. So over-the-counter, and it'll be online. And we're going to work on some major partnerships to even make it much more available to the public and sports and the military and so forth.
So it'll kill the pain, but you won't get addicted to it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a huge problem, as you know. The prescription opioids, actually it's been around since morphine, obviously in the Civil War days, but they're killing, you know, close to 78 people a day and wreaking havoc.
A day?
Everywhere.
Did you say 78 people a day?
Yeah, those are the most recent reports from the CDC, and it's not sustainable. I mean, people are dropping like flies, and obviously, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, Prince is one of the latest casualties, unfortunately.
Now, beyond your using your drug, because, of course, people are going to lean in that direction when you talk about natural and not being addictive, but can you talk about the relationship between the doctor, the pharmacist, and the patient, and how this all starts and gets out of control so that people are dying, as you said, 78?
Sure, yeah. Well, unfortunately, it kind of stems from how we get trained. You know, medicine, you get trained to diagnose and treat. Most treatment is based on prescriptions, unless you're in surgery. We like to operate and fix things. But you get trained that way, so you diagnose and treat. And if people are in pain, they tend to want to get them out of pain fast. And then you really only use what's in the tool chest, right? So, historically, it went from, like I said, morphine, then it morphed into more potent prescription opioids, which really got aggressively marketed. And obviously, there's some stories coming out now showing how some of the companies did this in a very kind of deceitful way about the drugs in terms of really hiding the negative ramifications to prolonged usage. So, and then we live in a country right now where we, you know, really, really market pharmaceutical products. I think our country and New Zealand are the only ones that do it. So then you have a nation of people, about 100 million folks, dealing with pain. So people are suffering, wow, and you want to get them out of it. But these opioids are not the answer, clearly. There's no data to even support utilizing them to treat chronic pain. Acute pain maybe, but not for chronic.
He's Dr. Lenny Lomax. You have questions about painkillers, he'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions on Get Well Wednesday at 646-464-64. 78 people per day.
Yeah, that's probably an understatement, because there's a lot of collateral issues. And now you have people that went from pills to heroin. So we have a massive heroin epidemic now going on, which is leading to issues with national security, straining the country economically. I mean, these just aren't sustainable.
Thank you, Dr. Lenny Lomax, for helping us out on Get Well Wednesday. 646-464-64. Your questions about painkillers on Get Well Wednesday.